Are you able to hear me?
I am able to hear.
Thank you for standing by. Today's conference is now being recorded. If you have any objection, you may disconnect at this time. Sir, you may begin when ready.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, everyone, to our last session of the day, and we will have an update from Mikey O'Connor on the DSSA, which is the DNS Security and Stability Analysis Working Groups. Mikey?
Thanks, Stefan, and I am acutely aware that I am the only person standing between a very large room of really tired people and Canadian beer, so we will make this short. If you give me the next slide, please. You've seen this slide before. This is the work that a pretty astounding cross-community working group's been working on for 2 years. And I'm not going to go through all this again because we've gone through it once before, but I want to leave you with several pleas. So we'll go whipping through the slides. If you could give me the next one, please. This is a quick background for those of you who don't know anything about it. I'm not going to read it. It came out of a situation several years ago. And one of the issues that we're grappling with right now is whether that condition still exists. So we'll circle back to that in a minute. Next slide. Skip this slide. This is just the stuff we did, except to say huzzah to all the people who worked so hard to do it. This is what we've done since Prague. We've mostly been refining and consolidating our work and launching a public comment cycle. I'm going to get to the plea in a minute. The key point on this slide is the parenthetical remark that the still-to-come part is if it's needed, and we're waiting on something for that, so we'll come back to this in a moment. Next slide, please. Skip this one. This is the, well, no. This is a short advertisement. If you're looking for a methodology to evaluate risk in the DNS in your own organization, the working group has done a huge amount of work to build one. And if you would like to talk about that in the future, please contact us. We've got pretty extensive documentation and a pretty nifty spreadsheet that you can use to very quickly build risk scenarios. And I'm going to talk a bit about that in the joint OARC CCNSO Tech Day on Monday afternoon. So if you want to hear more about that, tune in about 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon with the CCNSO. Next slide, please. These are the five risk scenarios that we identified in the first round, and I always have to emphasize these are just scenarios. If it's needed, and I want to amplify that again, if it's needed, the plan is for the DSSA to dive much more deeply into these five topics. So these are not saying that these are risks. These are risk areas that we want to work on. And again, I won't go through them all again. I've worked you through it before, but if anybody's interested in more detail, I'm happy, just buy me a beer and I'll bend your ear for hours on end about this. Next slide, please. This is one I want to pause on. The last time you saw this slide, there were only six sides to it. One of the things that we did in our report was talk about the roles that are involved. And actually, if you give me the next slide, it's the same diagram. When we were writing our report, we were talking about all these different things that happen when you get to talking about DNS security. And we realized that there are an awful lot of people and organizations that do this stuff. And in our phase one report, we tried to answer the question, who does which of these things, and realized that that's a very large question. And so that's one of the things that we're really focusing on right now, is building methodology and tools and an approach to go out to the community and basically ask these organizations, which of these things do you do now, and which of these things would you like to do, And which of these things would you like to participate in? So this is a very low-key thing that, from our perspective, is really just to finish our report, but may become the basis of a much more interesting conversation about who does what in the DNS security realm. And so one of the big asks of this presentation is, if you're interested in working on this, we'd love to get your thoughts. We have another piece of methodology that you can use to answer this question from the perspective of your organization. We'd love to get some responses to these. Please feel free to contact either me or anybody on the DSSA if you want to learn more about it. Next slide, please. There's a picture of the little gizmo that we built to collect this. It's pretty. I defy you to read that. I just wanted to give you an indication that there is a framework built and that it's not too bad. We're up to revision 9. We figure by the time we get to revision 15, we'll have it in really good shape. Next slide, please. The thing that I've been saying is, if it's needed, one of the things that's appeared on our horizon since we started is the board launched an initiative that's chartered to develop the domain name risk management framework. And our scope is to do a risk assessment. The board's committee scope is to do a larger thing. And so you can see that they're to do the framework not only to assess risk, but also to figure out what to do to mitigate the risk and also what to do about monitoring that kind of stuff. And the board committee's just completed an RFP and has hired a consultant that's going to be here in Toronto, I think, tomorrow for the rest of the week. And so we are, in the DSSA, sort of taking the foot off the throttle to wait so that we can understand better what the consultant is going to do and how it overlaps with what we're going to do. And then once we really understand that, we're then either going to take the foot off the throttle completely and basically wrap up our work or continue it. And so we're in sort of a go a little bit slow mode. And if you go, I think, to the next slide, you'll see the picture of where we're at. Basically, on the left side is what we've been doing. We've been working on that chart, the roles, gaps, and overlaps chart, basically developing methodology, and that's just wrapping up here in Toronto. We also launched a public comment period, and this is the second big ask. We got precisely one public comment on our report, and it was from an inventor who was pitching his radio-based security system. Didn't have anything to do with our report. Because of that one comment, we did get to go into the extended public comment period. And so this is a plaintive plea to those of you in constituencies to please comment on the work that we've done. This is a group that worked awfully hard, and I think one of the big issues is that because this is a cross-constituency working group, we'd like feedback on how this went, as well as the work that we did. It's an extensive piece of work. We think it's pretty good, but we could really use some comments. And down on the bottom is the work plan as we understand it for the consultant, the board DNS thing. And as you can see, the consultant is just getting ready to start. So what we're planning to do for the time between Toronto and Beijing is go pretty slow. We're going to revise our report based on any comments we get. It'll be really easy to do if the comments don't come in. We'll just stamp final on it and go forward. We're looking for substantive comments on the report. We will also coordinate a bit with the board DNS risk management framework consultant and feed their work. The hope is that that's all going to be wrapped up by Beijing. And if that remains on schedule, then it's after that that we'll decide with your input, whether we should continue what we were chartered to do, which was a risk assessment of the DNS, or not. So that's the main point of all this, is that we are going to kind of take it easy for the next interval and let the board risk management consultant do their work. I think the next slide might be the last one. Yeah, so there it is. Please comment on our report. Please consider filling out one of our little worksheets. We'd love to get your thoughts on that. And please comment on our plans in terms of this go-slow approach. If any of you would rather have us keep the throttle at the firewall the way we have been, we'd love to hear that. And there's tons more information on our little website. And with that, I'll hand it back to Stefan.
Thanks, Mikey. And once again, I want to thank you and the working group. I mean, there's a hell of a lot of work gone into this. And just from you personally, from reading your weekly reports, there's obviously a very, very high level of quality and management of this group. So well done. Any questions? I think you were right about that beer thing.
Yeah, that beer thing is pretty much a no-brainer. Thanks, all.
All right. Thank you very much, all. It's been a long first day. I hope to see most of you tonight and meet the rest of you or everyone back here tomorrow. And I think that is it. I'm just looking to Glenn. Nothing that I've forgotten. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Operator, please end the session. See you all tonight.